A bill proposed by Assembly Representative Deb Colstie would require public hearings for any proposed health insurance rate increase above 10%.
We're hoping this will cause rates to go down, but if we find that the rates aren't excessive because of medical costs, then we have a bigger problem to address.
The bill's Senate author, Chris Larson, says the Walker administration currently has the power to require prior rate approval, but he says since 2011, that hasn't happened.
A grand total of zero have been deemed excessive.
A spokesman for the insurance commissioner says rate filings are currently reviewed by an outside actuary to ensure they're not excessive, but also that they adequately cover costs. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio. Consumers like Carla Pena of La Crosse support a bill by Senator Chris Larson and Representative Deb Colstie. It aims to provide more transparency when it comes to health care premiums that may be considered excessive.
There aren't very many people that are getting 10% increases in their wages. In fact, wages are stagnant, so we need to look at keeping health care costs down.
J.P. Wyski, a spokesman for the insurance commissioner, says rate filings are currently reviewed by an outside actuary to ensure they're not excessive. Proposed rate increases that would take effect next year range from 10 to nearly 33%. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.